New measures by the Consumer Financial Protections Bureau are looking to strip payday loan recipients of protections. WFHB correspondent Jonah Chester brings us this report.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is trying to delay implementing its own rules that would grant recipients of payday loans greater protections. The CFPB is looking to push the compliance date of the new rules back to August of next year. The rules would require lenders to assess a borrower's ability to repay their loan and still meet other financial obligations. It would also limit the number of loans a borrower can take out to 6 per year. Payday loans are temporary loans given out to recipients for a short period. They are designed to be paid back after the recipient receives their next paycheck. According to Aaron Macy, a policy analyst with the Indiana Institute for Working Families, that's rarely how things end up working out.
So payday lending often becomes a vicious cycle. The typical borrower takes 8 to 10 loans in a year. When this was really designed and intended to be a two-week product.
The payday loan industry has drawn criticism over the past several years due to high interest loan rates and predatory practices. According to the National Consumer Law Center, the average interest rates for the loans can range from 700% to 2,000% for a 14-day loan period. The average loan for the state of Indiana is $317, according to the Center for Responsible Lending, which researches the impact of predatory lending practices. A typical borrower will pay more than $400 in additional finance charges for a loan of that size. The CFPB's new rules would not have done anything to address the interest rates on payday loans, but according to Macy, it was a step in the right direction.
It's already not the strong protection that we had hoped for, and part of that was just because the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wasn't allowed to touch the interest rate of payday loans, which is the part that many people find the most egregious. But it did try to limit that the debt treadmill that we see from payday lending, where it's not just a two-week borrowing cycle, but folks are repeating these very high-cost loans over and over again, and ultimately paying more for the loan than they actually took out to borrow.
Macy says the payday loan industry in Indiana will remain unaffected until the new CFPB rules go into effect. That was scheduled to happen at the beginning of next year, but with the delay in implementing the rules, Macy says it's not certain when or even if they'll go into effect.
We're really disappointed that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is taking these steps. Their purpose, their mission, is to protect consumers. That's why this rule was created. And so to see them backing down from that is very disappointing.
The shelving of the rule came after former GOP Congressman Mick Mulvaney was appointed to temporarily lead the CFPB by President Trump. Mulvaney, who also serves as the director of the Federal Office of Management and Budget, has been an outspoken critic of the regulations. The rule is expected to be on pause until the CFPB can create a new proposal for payday loan regulations. For WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.